Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
2022, this is Mike Rickard. Who's on the road? Ben Botham's on the road this week, and we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network, and on the Tan Talk family of stations. And as I said in the earlier show, I feel like I know that Jeff Vickers knows who Lazarus is. I had to get biblical with this youngster. The big O, Oscar Garner III, did not know who Lazarus was. Did you?
I was familiar. I just needed a refresher, Mike.
I'm going to bring you the good book. The life you're living down here in St. Pete.
Is that how we're going to prep for the show? Is that our pre-show work?
Precisely.
Okay. A couple scriptures. All right.
Anyway, we got a jam-packed show, and glad to be back here at Ferg's. It is game day. Got a 4-10 pitch. Orioles. Jeez Louise, did they get... I got a fishing expert and a baseball wizard in front of me, so we'll talk to Jeff a little bit about baseball, but they got slaughtered last night, 10-3. I don't like to use the term slaughter, but it's just getting a little old right now. The good thing is Toronto got beat last night by the Cleveland Guardians. You know, there isn't a lot of movement with the exception of the Orioles, and we'll talk a lot about that. Michael Lawrence is going to join us and talk baseball. He is the author of Curveball at the Crossroads, and then we got a pirate ship. Did you see the pirate ship when you pulled up?
Heard they bought one, yeah.
Yeah, we got a pirate ship out there, and we have the Boca Ciega Pirate football team coming down. They'll be our first high school team to take a picture there. Appropriate to have Coach Matt Gudorf. And then we're also going to talk to Barry Smith. Barry's going to call in from Pasadena Country Club, the golf course. He's with Jane Geddes, former Florida State standout PGA professional. And we're going to talk about 1 year removed. The great Bobby Bowden passed away a year ago and about 6 days ago, and of course he is a diehard FSU graduate, and we'll talk a little bit about Bobby Bowden. We'll talk about Chop at the Trop taking place today at 4:10 against the Orioles, and then of course tonight it is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins, and there is no Tom Brady, which is that was an interesting development. We'll talk about that with Ray Kennedy. He's our Bucks insider. And then Earl Garcia, he's a Hillsborough High School Hall of Fame football coach, and that's brought to you by Body Armor, our good friends at Coca-Cola. And we had a lot of fun this past Monday. We had media day down here with Pinellas County, had 24 teams come down here and participate for I'm a main man here, Colton Ryan. He handled the distribution of the Body Armor for each. And you did a superb job, by the way, young man. I appreciate that. And then Hillsborough High. How's this, guys? Hillsborough High Schools, they got to have their media day at Raymond James Stadium. Now, that was big time. That's, I mean, awesome. Coming to Ferg's is big time, but we need to turn your mic around. Come on, man.
Yeah, production staff should have handled that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on me.
Keeping me quiet over here. I get you.
Yeah. We'll blame your sidekick right there, Big O. Anyway, that's Jeff Vickers, the Captain Jeff Vickers. Welcome back to the show, my man.
I appreciate being here, Mike.
Well, I appreciate Coors Light bringing you down here.
Absolutely. Keeping it chill.
We're going to have some fun. Of course, you wanted to voice your concern. I wasn't going to say disgust with the Rays, but concern over what's going on as a former pitcher in the bigs.
Well, yeah, you know, I really feel like the Rays need a really serious closer, and we just don't have that right now.
Well, no, they got 9 closers.
Yeah, I know.
They got closers to start games. Nothing makes sense. Are you kidding me?
Glasnow would be a great closer if he comes back hard.
Well, I hope Glasnow can come back. There's 49 games remaining. We'll talk to Michael Lortz in a couple of segments, and we'll break down the Rays season. But it's great to have you come down here with Florida Fishing and Adventures. We formed an alliance. You're going to be on our streaming channel. You're, on Tan Talk Radio. And Andy DeLay's done a superb job. We've got your 2-minute fishing report. I like that. You know what? It
turned out pretty well.
At first, I do one every day, 5 days a week. It becomes a bit of a pain in the butt, but once you get accustomed to it, it's pretty easy. And you're just talking about what you love, and you're talking about what you did each day.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because you just kind of let it flow. It seems like it comes up every 5 seconds, but, you know, it's three times a week, and it's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, mine comes up 5 days a week, and it seems like it's like 10 times. Anyway, you're listening to us on WTAN 106.1 FM. That is our flagship. You can hear that. You're in Dunedin, right?
Yes, sir.
106.1 FM comes in great up there, and all of Clearwater in that region. AM 1340, as well as WZHR 104.3 FM, 1350 Zephyr Hills, WZHR 102.3 FM, and AM 1400. And, of course, RadioSt.Pete.com. Here's the lineup down here today. Chop at the Trop. Florida State has come back to Fergs, and rightfully so. This is going to be their watch party headquarters all season long. They left for a couple years, and then they realized there's no better place. And especially since Mark Ferguson, the proprietor, founder, owner, is a FSU grad. So it'll be jam-packed. We've got a live concert. Then the 410 will go across the street, Chop at the Trop. And then when they get done watching that game and the Rays hopefully come with a victory, they'll come back across the street and kick off over at Raymond James Stadium. The only home game this year, actually, for the preseason. And then they go on the road. Brady takes a couple weeks off. And then on September 11th, they kick off at home against the Dallas Cowboys. So let's talk fishing. And you know I'm a novice.
Yes,
so
sir.
If I stumble, fumble, bumble, and which I do all the time, and ask ignorant questions, just blow right by me, brother. So right now, I call you, and I say, hey, I want to go out.
Okay.
I'm a novice. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Okay.
And
I got you.
How do you approach that? And where do you take me? And what are we going to do? What are we going? You're going to suggest what we're going to go and we're looking for.
Absolutely. We're going to go out of Dunedin. We're going to probably face up and look for triple tail right away because they've been pretty hot and heavy right now. Probably catch three or four, maybe eight of them. Then we're going to switch over and go to some beach snook and probably focus on them quite a bit. But then I might drop off offshore if the wind's right and try for some gag grouper along with some big snappers right now.
Okay, now, I didn't know my protege over here, the big O, had snuck out and gone.
Did you see that snook?
And went,
nice, first cast, what the heck? That's like unheard of.
So did you ever do any fishing up in Michigan?
Not once. And you know, the funny part is my granddad lives right by Ford Field, right off the Detroit River.
Detroit City?
Yeah, whatever. Oh. Yeah. he fishes off the river all the time, fish fries all downtown, never went down and fished with him, ever.
And what kind of grandson are you?
The one that buys him all his golf gear.
wait a minute, hold on. Michigan, who's your college team?
College?
Look at that. Look at that.
I got it on.
Oh, my God. I'm Penn State. He and I are fighting right now.
Wow.
I got one up.
Partner that's a Penn
I got
State
one
guy.
Up on him right now. Beat you in that snow game last
yes,
year.
Yes, you did.
We'll see you at the end of the season, though.
That's right. We got your last game, right?
Well, I might. Well, at least we got Big Ten here. We only have one Floridian, born and raised. Florida State or Florida?
Uh-oh.
Florida?
Oh, he's a
gator. Oh, that's gator. Don't tell that to Ferg. My God.
FSU house right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so he's got to stand up.
Well, and we've got another Alex.
Alex is Penn State.
He's Penn State. So we got a couple of Lions, Spartan, and a Hawkeye. And we'll have a little We'll have a little Big Ten party down here from time to time.
We're like a young team, but we got Mr. Gatorade Player of the Year this year, Nick Singleton. He's pretty awesome. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I do like Penn State. All right, so. The rookie goes out and gets a snook. Were you on a boat?
Yep. I had a teammate who's got a boat out that way, and we dropped out in the canal, rode through, did some fishing for some bait, and then went out and caught some snook.
So, you fish for your own bait? Is that the process?
Actually, I don't. I'm a lure guy pretty much 95% of the time, so I fish artificial baits. I do the Monster 3X quite a bit. You know, and some other lures, but I'm a little different because I come from the Mid-Atlantic states fishing for stripers, so I've always kind of like the lure guy, where most guys are pretty much bait.
Okay, so let's do your bio again. We did it, you know, a couple months ago, but you're going to be a regular on the show. Let's talk about your bio, your involvement in baseball, and then how you became, you know, Captain Jeff Vickers moving here from the Northeast.
Well, it's funny because my grandparents moved here in 76. I've been coming down since 76, but it's something I always love this area. It's like we live where people vacation, and it's pretty awesome down here. My background is from basically Chesapeake Bay, fishing for stripers and blues and what have you. When I came here, I fished the same technique and started figuring it out. It was a great pattern, and lure fishing was pretty amazing.
Well, so you figured it out, obviously, and then you decided to start a business.
Yeah, I started a little bit over 5.5 years ago. I knew this is what I wanted to do my whole life. Luckily, I'm pretty good
at it. You did know you wanted to do it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, 100%, yeah. And my family will tell you about it, that knows me, will tell you that this is my passion, this is what I love to do.
Well, talk about your love for baseball and your success in the world of baseball, too. Because obviously you had success there, and then obviously came and pursued this passion. So you've had a lot of fun in life. Let's just say that, pursuing your passions.
Yeah, you know, we're here. You know, every day is a gift. So you enjoy that gift. You move on from there and enjoy every day you have. You know, and baseball is something I grew up doing. I was fortunate enough to be on the World Series team when I was 16, 18-year-old Babe Ruth World Champions. We beat Jay Bell and Pensacola in the finals. Super good team. We just happened to be a little bit better in the end. It was an amazing experience.
All right, so you get to Dunedin. When did you start pay for play? Pay for play. When did you figure out that you can make some dough doing this?
Well, you know, it's probably 5.5 years ago I got my charter captain's license. Maybe 6 years now. It's been a great journey. It's been an amazing experience.
All right, so I gave you the scenario for my coming out. Do I have to have my own pole as a rookie, or you got the gear, you got everything for me?
I supply everything. I have Florida Fishing Products reels and Bull Bay rods, but I pretty much supply everything on the boat plus the license. I got you covered when you come out, and just show up and I got you covered.
Okay, so you've got this segment covered every time you come down too. We're going to do a trivia question. We now have a text hotline, by the way. That text hotline is 727-546-3331. Jeff's going to come up with a trivia question, and then I will have the text hotline in front of me, 727-546-3331. 727-546-3331. My main man, Big John, put that together for us, and we're going to do that on both of our shows on a weekly basis from now on. And so you've got a unique trivia question.
Yes, I do.
And all you have to do, folks, if you got the answer, is text us at 546-3331. And let's talk about the package. Amazing package for our first launch of a giveaway.
I'm going to tell you what, this is pretty amazing, because we have Bull Bay Rods, Florida Fishing Products Osprey CE Reel, Monster 3X Lures package, along with RCI Optics, the best on the water, by the way. A giveaway.
Okay, so I'm set. I win this package?
You're golden.
Well, I'm not going to rig it, but yeah. I'll probably get a hold of one of my kids, tell them to text it. But they probably don't know the answer. Anyway, none of us can win. I'm just kidding, folks. 727-546-3331. Captain Jeff Vickers, Florida Fishing Adventures, brought to you by Coors Light, where we're chilling right now at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill across from the Trop. And what's the trivia question?
Well, I'll tell you what. What happened 40 years ago today in the movies? And I'll give you a hint. Jeff Spicoli.
In the movies, Jeff Spicoli, 40 years ago.
Today.
And this when this movie was launched?
Yes.
People are Googling their ass off right now.
That's a classic.
That's what blows about trivia anymore. Everybody cheats.
Yeah, they do.
I try not to.
You
got to
put the phones up on the table over there.
Yeah, when it comes to sports trivia, I try to become an expert. But that number is 727-546-3331. 727-546-3331. And the package and the question again there, Jeffrey.
Okay, the package is Florida Fishing Products reel, along with Bull Bay rods, along with Monster 3X package, and RCI Optics sunglasses. They're $300 a pair, by the way.
$300 a pair?
Yes, sir. If you're on the water, you want to see what you're going to catch.
Damn.
You got to have RCI.
Tell you what, people, they not listen to my show when I'm on. When you're on, we're going to have an unbelievable audience, and then they're going to turn me off. Okay, so that is 727-546-3331. Send a text right now. The question again. You got to be,
Okay, 40 years ago today, the movie appeared, made his debut, and the guy is Jeff Spicoli. That's your hint.
That's your hint. And it's for four decades, it spanned the test of time as far as people watching it.
I was 17 years
old.
It's
one of those classics.
I was 17, yes. Junior in high school.
You're 57?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Damn, you've held up a lot better. Of course, you've been fishing, playing baseball. You've held up a lot better than my old carcass.
Hey, we live once, enjoy it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no stress, brother.
You know why? It's Coors Light powered.
Well, you know, exactly. And you know what? You're the perfect spokesperson, isn't he, for chill?
I can barely hear him over there because he's just I'm just right here. You know, I'm just going to talk right here. I'm going to talk about fishing. I'm going to talk about baseball. Like, that's just who he is.
You're chilling.
We're definitely not talking about Michigan State, though.
why do I have to catch a stray for that one?
It's on.
Left jab.
Well, I do have a winner, and it is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Absolutely.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and that is the winner of our first, and I love that. That's the winner of our first.
Who's the winner?
It says John.
John, congratulations, my man.
It better not be Rieger.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Perfect. All right, my man. I'll text you back when I get on the show. We'll get the information, and we'll go from there. That's a hell of a package.
Yeah, it is. If you add it up, it's over $1,000 probably.
Yeah, I want
close to it.
I want those specs. I mean, I got my, what do you call these babies?
Maui Jims?
Yeah, I got these. Yeah. That ain't no 300. They're about a C note. That's enough for me. All right, Jeff Vickers, let's talk about this week. You know, it looks like weather conditions are, it rains every day. 50% chance this week. Low 90s. Talk about the impact of weather conditions. Talk about low tide, high tide for the novices out there.
Yeah.
And when you typically go out.
So right now, I mean, I go out a little bit later. Usually I leave about 9 o'clock from the ramp. But it's a full moon right now, so there's super high tides and super negative tides, which makes the red fishing incredible right now for tailing reds. You know, and as the high tide builds up, you can always go up and nest in mangroves or oyster beds or docks, put out some cut bait for smell, or throw the Monster 3X lure out and get them to eat. But then offshore, you get that super huge tide, so that the grouper kind of fire up. Fortunately, I got some good grouper the other day, but I also hooked 3 Goliath grouper. They're pretty much kicking my butt because they're like 300, 400 pounds, and my back still hurts right now.
Okay, so let's talk about grouper. I hate to admit this. I'm not big into seafood.
Why not?
I come from Iowa, man. I'm beef guy. I'm boring.
All right, corn.
Everybody. Iowa. Idiots out wandering aimlessly.
And cold.
Yeah. Cold as hell. Not this week. It's the fair. It always gets about 95. Anyway, the number one fair in America, by the way, folks, which I should be at right now. However, grouper. Is there a grouper? Talk about the seasons. So I can go out and catch grouper. And mind all these places like Ferg on Fridays has a grouper special sandwich. People love it. All the beach places I live by all have grouper sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I think it's got to be the number one seller.
For this area, yeah. And most of when you're eating grouper here, it's from pretty much mostly red grouper right now. So that's what the commercial guys catch pretty heavily. But for what we do a lot of gag and some black grouper and what have you inshore, close, near shore.
Okay, let me ask you this about the grouper. I saw a report that more grouper comes through John's Pass than anywhere in America or the world. You think that's a fact?
It might be, yeah, because most of your commercial boats go out of there. You have Dylan Hubbard right there from Hubbard's Marine. He does the 36-hour trip. He's been
I think Dylan's the one that brought that up. I saw him on Channel 13.
He's been killing it lately, I'll tell you what. And he does a great job. Dylan's a super good person.
He seems like a great guy.
Yeah, he's and, super good. Yeah, I saw his family, on the podcast the other day. Yeah.
His family's had Hubbard's Marine for 70 years, I think.
Or, yes, or longer. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had dinner with him the other night. Yeah, he's a super good guy.
You got something you want to say over there, Chill?
I actually had a question. So.
Oh, my God.
Right. Epiphany. Right. Intellectual.
The
right?
Spartan speaking up. Okay.
So when you're out there, how far out are you going on your farthest charters? How far are you going offshore?
So I run an inshore flats boat. So I've been 13 miles out by myself.
Okay.
Because you have to have permits and what have you after 9, I think it is. But I do 5 to 6 miles out on the reefs out there if the weather lets me and the wind lets me.
So are you latitude, longitude, locating spots, or you just kind of know, you have a feel already of where I need to be?
Actually, I take my hummingbird and I run my side finder and I start looking for rocks and structure. That's how I do it.
Okay.
And the hummingbird Apex is an amazing machine.
Now, the hummingbird, that's, tell us.
It's a fish finder, yeah.
Okay, it's a fish finder. Okay.
I don't know what the hell, what, it's a fish finder?
Yeah, it is. Is kind of crazy because
like a radar thing or
it's
you're yeah. using that's not fair to poor fish. That ain't technology's chasing them down. What do you got? Hey, GPS on
you need to start throwing dynamite in the water now.
Yeah, exactly.
Dynamite.
What do you
illegal.
Got? Dynamite nets.
Don't get caught with dynamite. FWC doesn't like that.
Dynamite nets. What the hell, Jeff?
Yeah, you can run the hummingbird Apex, and I tell you what,
do that.
It takes Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. You can run an HDMI cord out or I cord out of it and put TV on the front if you want.
I got to pay the hummingbird, not this guy.
Oh, my God. Here you are with this little rod.
I'll tell you, the hummingbird's
guys next to you are catching everything. They look like they're in the
you can side
U.S.
Find
defense
out.
Team.
Yeah, you can side find it out to 200 feet if you want and see everything for basically 400 feet on each side, total on each side of you. You know, 200 feet, so you can sit there and look at the rock structure, and you see the fish on the rocks. Then you just set up up
that
current.
That is not fair. That's like hunting at nighttime with those night goggles on.
Absolutely.
Poor bastards are out there just sitting there.
Fish don't stand a chance.
No, fish are done.
You still got to catch them. You know what I mean? You can see them, but you still got to catch them.
Well, boo-hoo. The old school, I had a bamboo pole back in the day catching carp.
Yeah.
Do you ever find guys, are you secretive about how you're getting to the spots, or are you just an open book? Are you black box?
Absolutely not. I'm real open about it because, you know, a lot of guys like this.
Look at his personality.
You know, to me, if you
I can't
lie,
imagine him being lock and key on it. I can't.
No.
You know, if you lie once, you got to lie for the rest of your life. So I just tell the truth, and some people believe you, some people don't. So.
I love that mantra, my man.
I like that. Yeah. Man, it is what it is, you know.
I got to change this entire script. When you start lying, you're in trouble. All right, I got to quit making all this stuff up.
I got some stuff I've been dragging out a couple years. I got to cut it out.
Exactly.
Spartan, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
Lying to myself about Big Ten supremacy.
Keep it up. Hey,
what?
Hey, let's talk. Let's talk a little bit about the sponsors one more time that just gave that great package away. And actually, I was wrong. I was Rieger was up above there. This is from a guy named Wild Bill that won, which is appropriate.
Yeah.
Wild Bill.
It's not Hickok, is it?
No, but Fast Times at Ridgemont High and a guy named Wild Bill.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
That makes sense. So I got all his information.
that scans.
I bet he's eating pizza right now.
I bet he's eating pizza and drinking somewhere.
self-rolled cigarettes and everything.
Exactly.
You can call them cigarettes, yeah.
So besides, yeah, you can call them anything you want. There's a lot of cigarette smell down here these days on Central Avenue.
Yeah, it's kind of legal now. So.
Well, kind of on my beach, you know. It's a bunch of saltwater hippies down there at Sunset Beach.
I can be 2 miles offshore, but...
What is that? my 83-year-old mom loves that smell. You've met her. So she lives about as close as I do to the beach, right? Sunday nights they have drum circle.
Yeah, I'll believe drum circle.
She'll go,
oh,
yeah. I love that sweet smell. What is that? Well, Ma, if I tell you,
why are you eating so much? Well, it happens.
Yeah. I said, I think you're getting a contact buzz, Ma. You might want to come around this side of the building on Sunday nights.
As a charter captain, I can't do that because I get drug tested randomly.
But, oh, I'm sure.
That's for the FWC, by the way.
Yeah, hey, I'm sure. So let's share a baseball story besides the World Series, we shared that one, that was really cool during your stint in the minors. Mm-hmm. Or something funny. I watched Major League the other day, and I thought of you.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, The Natural is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I think that's the best baseball movie probably ever.
Well, there's a lot
Field
about
of Dreams,
debate.
Field of Dreams up there too, yeah.
Sandlot's number one, bro.
Oh, Sandlot. Okay.
You ever watch Sandlot?
L7 Weenie. Come on now. That's I know that.
That's his age group.
That's your
that's
age group.
That's what I came up on, Sandlot.
Sandlot. Exactly.
Hey, we kind of all did, yeah, right?
Yeah. And then Field of Dreams, and I've been fortunate being from Iowa to be... I haven't seen what they've done recently, and they're going to expand, obviously. And rumor is that Fox doesn't want that contract extended. I think it's superb.
I think they're crazy. I think they just make that stadium a little bit bigger, and just, they should play like 20 games there.
Well, I have three friends that were at it this past Thursday.
To watch that game yesterday.
Reds and Cubs, yeah. You know, and a good contest. But two clubs that are rich in tradition, been around for, you know, hundreds of years.
Ray Liotta, right?
And Ray, my man.
He passed away a little while ago.
Yeah, God, he did.
Him, man.
I've only watched Goodfellas 1,000 times. I could recite
I wanted to be a gangster. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So poor Ray, but
he lived
great
a good
movie.
Life. He lived a great life, man.
Yeah, and brings things back.
That's such a cold line. I just love that line.
That's
so
classic, man.
Which one?
No, my whole life I wanted to be a gangster. That's so hard.
Oh yeah. Great movie though. All right, so a baseball story for Arden before I let you go.
I'll tell you what, signing with the Cubs, getting on an airplane, flying down to Arizona, just having that experience of showing up and going to Arizona State University and having Fry sit there, and I'm sitting next to Lee Smith. And
I forgot, you were an ASU Sun Devil?
No, I played for the Cubs, though.
Oh, that's when you were down there.
Yeah, so I flew down and sitting next to, like I said, Lee Smith and Ron Say and Maddox and all those people. It's so humble. You're sitting there going, like, these are the guys I watched on TV, Davey Lopes. I've watched these guys on TV, and now I'm sitting next to them. I'm like, wow.
How cool was that?
It was pretty amazing. I'm going to tell you, it's off the charts.
Now, how long did you play in the minors?
I just played a year. Unfortunately, I had cataracts in my right eye, so I had a hard time seeing at night with the lights. But something that happens, I've had it corrected since then with the interlocular lens, and I see pretty good now, but I'm too old to play anymore.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. 57.
Well, hey, but you could take a Coors Light out there once you get involved in one of those 50s league softball. I mean, you're fit. 50s league softball. They've got leagues. I mean, Clearwater. I've met a lot of guys that are fit and they're intense about their softball and their former baseball players.
Yeah,
you'd fit right in, brother.
Here's a good one, Captain Mike Anderson. He's 54 right now, and he's been playing. I think he's won a world championship and some other stuff in softball. And that guy's a big man.
It's huge here.
Yeah.
All right, so you can hear Jeff Vickers' Florida Fishing Adventures 2 minutes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the Tan Talk family of stations. We'll have him on as often as you want to be on.
I appreciate that.
I know Wild Bill's going to love you. I'll get all that information to you this week. One more time, let's do a shout-out to Coors Light and all the sponsors that put together that $1,000 package. Unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, keeping it chill here in Florida with Coors Light. We have buckets on special today here down at Ferg's for the game. It's a Rays Orioles 410 start. We've got to go Florida Fishing Products, Bull Bay Rods. We're going to do Monster 3X. And then we're going to go RCI Optics, the best sunglasses on the water, hands down.
Damn, you sound like a NASCAR guy after you just won. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really smooth. I listened to you 2 minutes, I'm thinking, I sound like I just got done drinking 14 cups of coffee. And
it is kind of early. When I get that email.
Hey, I'm your wake-up call, baby. I'll get your ass out of bed in the morning.
8 a.m., that. Like, oh, Lord, here goes Mike.
Well, especially on RadioSt.Pete.com, which is calming. You know, it's public radio, and they've got people with English accents. And here's your... And here's
NPR.
Your world. Yeah, that's exactly. And then next thing you know, somebody that sounds like he's on crack cocaine. Good morning out there, Radio St. Pete, sunshine. Yeah, yeah. So, but Joe likes it, and it wakes people up. So, And tell everybody where they can find us now, man. You've done a superb job.
TSTP.sports on Instagram, but I think our best platform right now is the Facebook page.
Look, that's my point.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on Facebook. We're posting the 2 minute. We're posting the Instagram post. We're sharing highlights of Tampa sports, but also the sports world at large. Keep up with golf, keep up with football, keep up with baseball. Definitely going to keep up with college sports. We're going to be talking a lot of that coming up, so find us on Facebook.
Well, right now we're going to talk, I got to kick you guys out, and we've got to talk a little high school sports.
Go
we've
Lions.
Got the Boca Ciega Pirates in the house, and how appropriate that the Boca Ciega Pirates are here as we just launched in the parking lot the Ferg's Pirate Ship. Did you see the Pirate Ship, fellas?
Yeah, I saw
it. Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's bring the Pirates over here. Jeff Vickers, thanks, my man. I'll be
thanks,
talking
brother.
To you after
thanks
the
for
show.
Having
nice catch. And the big O kick, you know, helping out. Colton Ryan is a former Boca Ciega Pirate as well. We'll bring Michael Lortz into the conversation when we get in talking a little body armor and prep connection. Sit down, fellas. Should have enough seats. If we don't, we'll get you. Yeah, just pull up chairs. Pirate state of mind. I might have you be the captain of that boat. What do you think? What? Hey, Coach Matt Gudorf, thanks for coming down, man.
Hey, appreciate it.
As always, my favorite team, but this is going to be our theme. Pirate state of mind down here from now on. I like that.
You like that? Yeah, that was our...
I know you guys are too young and probably not kind of music you care about, but we're going to have a big Jimmy Buffett event down here. We're going to have Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleaders. We're going to have people dressed up like goofballs that are going to the Bucs game. And I want to make sure the Pirates are involved too.
Yeah, what night is that?
It's going to be sometime in October.
Okay.
And it'll be after a Pirate win, after you guys win. And then we've got to get, it's your call, because I'm not going to put myself in this position. We got to get one of the women's teams down here.
Okay.
Is it swimming season right now? Do the swimmers in the fall, does anybody know?
No, it's not swimming. They've got cross country right now, volleyball.
You guys don't care. You're focused on football right now.
That's where their mind should be.
Yeah, exactly. And then, Colton, you give each one of these guys one of these body armors to take with them. I didn't chill them. Sorry, fellas.
Are you good?
The old man's dropping the ball today. But, yeah, we'll get cross country or swimmers, and then we'll have a big bash. We'll have a Pirates bash. And then before you get out of here, get some pictures down there. I'll still be on the air.
Yeah.
And then we'll put them all over social media. And but I like that, Pirate state of mind. Looks good. So, is it next Friday?
Next Friday. It's our kickoff classic.
Dang.
Yep. Comes quick.
Who are you playing?
We got Palm Harbor.
Palm Harbor. And that's the game. That's the game that it doesn't go against your record, though, right?
Right. It's kind of a practice game, but it's a real game.
Yeah.
Like we take it serious.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with strength of schedule or any of that stuff. It's just for you to get your fellas acclimated. And
Yep. So we're going to do a first quarter. It'll be more of a JV quarter. We're going to get our younger guys in, get them some playing time, and then next three quarters is varsity.
Okay. Let's talk about the 2020. Yeah, get that Coors Light out of here, my man.
It's all body armor for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see your ID, the big O, anyway. Let's talk about the 2022 season. And I didn't realize that you guys couldn't get your schedules together until so late these days. You know, I was talking to Sean Davis over there at Northeast, and he was telling me, he said, you know, getting these schedules.
It's a pain. And they make the coaches
it's
do
brutal.
It.
Brutal. Coaches doing
coaches
it.
Coaches have to do it in this county.
Explain that to the audience.
Well, it's I've never seen it done like that before. You know, I've coached a lot of places. Usually the athletic directors get it together. But down here in Pinellas County, the coaches have to make their own schedule. So, you know, we're on the phone, you know, trying to call the coaches, trying to see if it works. And it's a hassle.
Well, I was talking to Matt Thompson from Jesuit.
Yes.
He had to make his own schedule.
I'm sure there's not a lot of teams wanting to play, though.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And even Sean Davis last year, they had a nice season, you know, 9-1. He said, it blindsided him. All of a sudden, he said, I'm looking at the schedule that we had the year before and Countryside and some of these teams, and they don't want to play him.
We run into the same problem. There's been some teams in the county that don't want to play us.
Yeah.
And
what sense does that make? You kick their butt, and then the next year, you know, you think they'd want to play you for, you know, retribution. And, no, we don't want to play, man.
No.
We quit.
Yeah,
that's what
it
sounds like. Bunch of
no
chumps.
Moss.
Bunch of chumps. Nah, we're out. You guys are, you know, too good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the first half of the season, Palm Harbor, and then your opener.
Opener, we play Seminole. It's at home. They've got a brand new coach.
They got a new coach.
Yep. So not exactly sure what they're going to be doing. So it'll be interesting.
I had the voice of Seminole Athletics. He's been there for about 10 years. He does a great job. And he said there's a lot of question marks. I don't know what kind of offense. He didn't know. He does now, obviously, being on the practices. What kind of offense? What was your history last year with him?
We always beat Seminole. Yeah, we always beat them. They're always tough. They play really hard, but we always come out on top.
Good, good. So what do you got as far as returning seniors? And where's my man, Rico Freeman?
Rico works. You know, he's been practicing hard, but he works on the weekends. Everyone's got a job now, and they get paid real well.
God bless him. He's a hard worker and bright kid. And no offense, I don't know you guys yet, but I've met you. I love Rico.
Yeah, yeah.
Rico, good role model.
He's a good kid.
We'll be watching him on Saturdays.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
So, you got to get him down here next time, though.
You got it.
To say the old man's got to see
I'll
some Rico.
Him. I'll All tell
right.
him, yeah.
All right. So, so you got Seminole. Is that at home?
It's at home.
Okay.
Yeah, Seminole. Then we have Pinellas Park. Yeah, I think it's our second game. They're always tough. They're always tough. A bunch of tough, hard-nosed kids.
Oh, you guys had a heck of a game last year.
Yeah. You know, they kind of wore us out a little bit in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, they were on that wing tee, and they kind of grinded it out on us. They had a 19.
They run the wing tee?
They run the wing
tee. That's old school.
Very old school,
yeah. And your defense isn't accustomed to that.
No, we're built more to see spread offenses.
Why don't they crack out the wishbone while they're at
right.
it? That's what we ran 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
These guys don't even know what the wishbone is.
Probably not, but they know the option because we run a little option stuff. So.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start over here. Well, let's go with you've been down before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, good to see you again.
How you doing?
Good. Remember, I'm old, and I just got done. I got a little haze. Your name again?
Coach Labrie.
Coach Labrie. I should know. I got a friend. Coach Labrie. Gotcha. All right, Coach. So what position do you coach?
Quarterbacks.
You're the QB coach. People don't realize how much time you actually spend with the quarterbacks at any level, high school, college, pro. And that's why typically you see a lot of quarterback coaches replace guys.
Head coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. They
become,
move on up.
Yeah, exactly. Better watch yourself.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
LaBrie's over there. Guy. I want his job. So who's your quarterback this year?
Talon Hughes, a junior.
A junior?
Yes, sir.
Did I meet Talon last year?
Yeah, you met him. We brought him on the show once.
Okay.
Get to meet him.
So that's nice to have somebody that was, you know. Well, did he start last year? Talon didn't? This will be his first year?
Yeah, his first year starting.
Okay. All right. So, and you guys obviously have a nice balance of run and pass?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we try to be. We try to be more 60-40, go to the run, you know, hit the play action pass, take them, you know, get the linebackers bike and get the linebackers to bite, you know, hit them over the top for a few good gains.
Exactly. All right. All right, Coach. So let's pass to this young man he looks like he's ready to go play right now.
Yeah, he just got out of practice, Mike. I took all these guys and we practiced.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming down. They're like, Coach, we don't want to go down and see that old man. But I appreciate you all coming down.
I brought my receiving crew.
You got the receivers?
Yep, we had a little receiver practice, and I said, you know, let's go on over to Ferg's after this.
Well, I appreciate that. What's your name, young man?
My name is Tyran Newsom.
And what year are you?
Class of 2023.
2023, so you're a junior, or you're a wide receiver. You play any defense, too?
No, I'm a wide receiver.
Wide receiver. And did you get any time last year, any action last year?
No, I didn't really get that much time, but I got enough time.
Did somebody steal your car?
Oh, no.
All right. So, you're looking forward to this season, I'm sure.
Of course.
And you and the quarterback got some chemistry already, or ways to work?
We definitely do. Me and Calvin, we have been practicing for the longest. I actually grew up with Calvin. I've been knowing Calvin for a long time. We got a good connection. I feel like me and him, and the game, we're going to be going crazy.
Well, that's an advantage right away.
Exactly.
All right. Your favorite memory playing football so far in your life?
Favorite memory, I'd say it was by Varsity, Flowers, whatever. We was playing against Countryside. Coach told me to get in. My first play at safety, I was playing defense. And I remember this play like it was yesterday. I was practicing this during practice. He was like, the quarterback going to throw bull crap passes. I was like, listen, Coach, I'm going to give me a pick and I'm going to score. And I was like, Mom, you got to come to this game. So I got in.
You told your mom to come to the game?
Yeah, I told her.
You called it?
Yeah, I told her. I said, come to the game, mom. We got to see this. And when the quarterback threw it, I just knew I was going to catch it, and I took it straight to the touchdown and scored my first touchdown, and that was my first time ever.
Oh, my God. You can't make that up. Yeah. That's impressive.
Exactly.
And the big question, was mom there?
Yes.
Beautiful. Do a shout-out to mom. What's mom's name?
Exactly. Her name is Kiana.
Well, I bet she was a proud mama that day.
Yeah. She had went to the people up front. They had gave me a big shout-out on the field. Yeah.
Oh. I'm sure. My word. And if they would have known the rest of the story that he called it, did you know that he made the prediction?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. I had no idea.
Well, that's a cool story. What's your favorite college team and your favorite NFL team?
All right. So, college team, as of right now, I like Oregon. You know what I'm saying? Oregon.
Were you down here last year?
No. I got our center's an Oregon fan, too. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Martin. Yeah.
You know why? You guys just like Nike's gear, even though you got your Under Armour. You like Nike's gear, and they change uniforms like you guys change, you know, practice t-shirts. That's why you like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got Oregon.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so now what are you going to tell me? You're a Seahawks football fan?
No, I like the Saints right now.
The Saints?
Yes, sir.
You know where you live, right?
Yeah.
Okay, young man. Well, I can't say anything to anybody that can call the shot, get it done, and score, and make sure the most important person in your life is there, your mother. So
exactly.
I wish you nothing but success this year. We'll see you down a couple of times.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be out at a couple games. So have some fun, man. Great.
Yes, sir.
Great. Great statement. So who do we have here, Coach?
Sitting next to me.
It's DeMario. My name is DeMario Marriott. I'm a class of 2024, and I play wide receiver and DB.
Sophomore? No, I'm a junior. Junior.
Yeah.
If I could do the math. Remember, I'm old. What's the deal with it? I had Northeast kids on, though, and they're all wearing Bass Pro hats. Is that the deal now?
The wave right now.
Is that the deal? Well, you're old. You're 23. What do you know? These guys are the up-and-comers, man. You're old school. So, I'm sorry. What position? Wide receiver?
Wide receiver and DB.
Yeah, and DB.
Yeah.
Free safety, corner?
Free safety, strong safety.
Strong safety. You prefer offense or defense?
I like defense right now. Defense is fun.
Yeah. You're not a big guy. Can you lay a lick on somebody?
Yeah, it is.
Coach is not. Yeah, that's good.
Play some ball.
Well, if you got some speed, you certainly come up quick and lay a lick. All right, how about your favorite memory? And it can go back to when you were a kid.
Memory is probably back in 2014 when I played for St. Pete Little Devils, back to JV Flawick. I think it was championship game. I think that was my first year playing tackle football. And, you know,
there we go. I wondered what the problem was.
Yeah, that was my first year playing tackle football, and we went to a championship, played Lakewood Junior Spartans, and I won my first official championship. So that was a really exciting moment for me.
Well, that's always when you have success, that's always your favorite.
Yeah.
All right, you want to do a shout out to anybody at home?
Shout out my parents. You know,
what's their names?
Tajir Marriott and Damian Marriott. My brother, he's going to St. Thomas University down in Miami. He can't play his first year due to surgery and a car accident last year. And, you know,
we wish him well. Did he go to Bogey?
No, he played for us. His brother was our starting safety last year.
There's the proprietor, but, you know, he's a Lakewood grad, just so you know that.
We won't hold that against him.
Yeah. He's going to take a picture with you when you get done here. So shout out to them. That's fabulous. And your brother, he gets a red shirt. He'll get another year.
Yeah.
You got your favorite memory, favorite college team, and favorite pro team.
I got a couple college teams. I like Auburn, Baylor, and I like FSU.
Well, at least you said FSU because it's chop at the trop today, and we've got this is the Florida State Watch Party headquarters, and Mark, my buddy here, he is the Florida State grad. Mm-hmm. So I've even had to get kind of on the Florida State side
Yeah, well, my dad actually went to, he got his master's from Florida State.
Your dad did?
Yeah, so.
Your dad's a nice guy. I didn't know he had that flaw.
I know.
I'm a tough.
My pro team, I like the Bucks and the Rams.
Bucks and the Rams. That's a tough call. I don't know about that one. What do you do? Flip a coin when they play they go to the Super Bowl this year?
I really like the Rams, their defense. Their DB, Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
He's a great defensive back to try to pattern yourself after. Well, young man, I wish you nothing but success this season. You got a great coaching staff with Coach LeBrie and Coach Gudorf here. I love the passion they have over Bogey, building you guys up. And I'll be at a couple of games. I'll be the old man on the sidelines screaming at you. All right, thanks for coming on down. Who we got over here?
It's on.
Yep.
You're on. Dale Coley.
How are you, young man?
Good.
What position do you play?
Wide receiver.
Everyone was wide receiver. You were accurate. You didn't bring anybody else.
No.
So my old carcass keeps asking him, what position do you play? That's how bad your memory gets when you get old. So wide receiver, you play any defense?
No, used to.
Used to? All right, so you got some good. He's got some good height.
Yeah, he's a really good route runner. We've been impressed with Dale this fall.
What class are you?
2024.
You got some people coming up next year too.
Yeah.
That's nice. Building some depth. All right, your favorite memory playing football?
I haven't got my favorite memory yet.
You will this year. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably your first TD. Got anybody at home you want to do a shout out to?
Shout out my grandma at DMS Academy. Shout out my granddad. Shout out the whole family.
Perfect. All right. And your favorite college team and your favorite pro team?
I like the Buccaneers. And
smart man.
College. I don't like college football too much, but I'm gonna go with Miami.
The Hurricanes. Yeah, well, they've had a lot of success down there. And they're the only team right now in Florida. This is a sad state of a Florida college football. They're the only team, Miami, ranked in the top 25. They're number 19. And Florida's 30th. And Florida State's 50th.
That's crazy.
That's terrible. Yeah. You got all this talent in the state, high school-wise, and everybody's stealing them. All right. You know what I didn't ask you guys? And you just can give me a nod or a no. Got a girlfriend? Smart man. Got a girlfriend?
No.
Smart man. Got a girlfriend?
A few.
Smart man.
Hey, smart man. and honest. All right, man. Pass that microphone over there. That's the best response I've gotten in 2 years. A few. Well, you know what that brings? A few headaches. So just, player, take that from an old dinosaur. Take that from the big O over here. Your name?
Jeremiah Denard.
Jeremiah, what, wide receiver.
Wide receiver, DB.
DB, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I was going to take a wild guess, wide receiver.
Ooh,
good catch. You are a receiver.
I got you.
You got it. All right, man. Yes, it's live radio. So, wide receiver.
Yes, sir.
What year?
2023.
So senior leadership.
Yes, sir.
Did you get a lot of action last year?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Coach has got a veteran to assist in the receiving room, as they call them, right? The receivers room?
Well, actually, we ended up moving Jeremiah to safety, so he plays both. He's a starting safety.
He's a big safety.
He's a huge safety. Yeah, he's intimidating back there. He had a great spring game, had an interception, a couple big hits. You know, he's one of our captains. He's a heck of a leader for us.
Well, I have to be talking to you and Rico. That defense should be tearing people up this year.
Yeah, we got some tall, long guys that can run.
That's the keys, length and speed. Your favorite football memory?
JV season, Palm Harbor. It was like a 5 foot corner guard in me. I went up for an up ball and caught it one hand.
Take it easy on those poor little guys. But it was a one-hand stab?
Yes, sir.
You are solid. You want to do a shout-out to anybody?
Shout-out to everybody watching this, listening to this.
And you can, for the families out there, and he knows this, RadioSaintPete.com, we archive this, families.
your women that you want to talk to, tell them they can hear you on the air, and all the Pirate fans. And actually, these archives, when we do with these high school teams, are the most downloaded that we have by far.
Oh, really?
Because everybody likes to hear, you know, they like to hear these guys. They don't like to hear me. And I really appreciate that. Okay, so shout out.
Everybody watching.
You just said everybody. You don't want to be more specific?
No, sir.
That's why I challenge you, you know. That hot meal when you get home, things like that are kind of important. It's just a suggestion. Yes, sir. Okay, favorite college team?
Favorite college team, FSU.
Virgo, love you. Favorite pro team?
I don't really got a favorite pro team. I just got favorite players.
Favorite player?
Favorite player right now? He a rookie, but we got to go with Sauce Gardner. I feel like he's going to have a good season.
You guys, any of you guys play fantasy football? Do you play fantasy? I figured he did. He's got a lot of time now. He's a big wig, graduated Michigan State, sits at home, plays fantasy football. All right, my man. Well, I look forward to coming out and watching you play this year. And I look forward to watching. I love defense. Watching you as that's a big safety coach.
Yeah. No, he's intimidating.
You like
there.
Defense better than offense?
Yes, sir.
I bet you do. I bet they don't like it on the other side of the ball. All right, young man, 500-pound club. What's your name?
My name is Jaden Goddard.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
What position do you play? You can pick that up.
Yeah, I play wide receiver.
And any defense? That's why I asked. Nope, just wide receiver. That's plenty. You can bring that young man in. Your favorite memory...
It got to be
go back in the day.
Yeah, it got to be last school year. So I'm fairly new at football. So, you know, I was getting in the groove of the game and there was this senior DB that I was going against. His name was Rashad. And so we were doing 1v1s and I just went up top and head topped him. And it was so fun, you know.
Did you do it? Did you do a moss? You mossed him? Yeah, Randy Moss, you mossed him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always feel sorry. Being an old DB, I always feel sorry for those guys that get mossed. I'm sure you didn't feel sorry for this cat. Anybody want to do a shout-out to?
I want to shout-out God. I want to shout-out my mom. I want to shout-out my dad. They've been helping me along the way.
Their names?
My mom is Nancy. My dad is Andre.
Well, seems like a very nice young man that you're raising. If you're with Coach Gudorf, I'm sure you are. Girlfriend?
Mm-mm.
You got a bunch of smart kids here this time, except for the player. he's gonna have some issues. And favorite college team and favorite pro team?
I got to say my favorite college team is LSU, and my
Tigers.
Favorite pro team is the Bucks.
Well, that's smart. LSU and Florida State play the opener.
Yep.
This year at LSU, and they now have Brian Kelly yeah, at traitor.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Coach, a Notre Dame fan.
All right.
Yeah. So am I, unfortunately. But, yeah, I like our new coach.
I love him.
New blood.
Yeah, bringing a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm.
Get the heck out of here.
Yeah, see you, Brian.
All right. Well, young man, thanks for coming down. Wish you well. Welcome to the game of football. I'm sure I have nothing else. The game of football is going to teach you teamwork, camaraderie, and working together, and you guys will be friends for the rest of your lives in most cases. And that's what's cool about team sports.
Right.
So let's the Calvary, 1st Calvary Division, Fort Hood, Texas.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Well, I figured that.
Yeah.
And unless you're an imposter. So your name, young man.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.